Well, staying in the Pacific, and while men make up most of the numbers at the forum, this morning the female leaders met to craft their own agenda. They may be a small group, but they're vowing to bring about substantial change on issues such as domestic violence and to increase their ranks. Political reporter Claudia Long has more.
Pacific Island forums are known for flowers, dancing politicians and brightly coloured shirts. They tend to be a male-dominated affair. But as the most senior female leader in attendance, Jacinda Ardern has shone a spotlight on an often hidden problem, violence against women.
Say that our region as a whole has an issue that needs to be brought out into the daylight, needs to be challenged and needs to be invested in.
According to the UN, around 2 in 3 women in the Pacific are affected by physical or sexual violence at some point in their life. Ms Ardern says the first step is acknowledging the problem. And she's not alone. At her side was President of the Marshall Islands, Hilda Heine.
I cannot dismiss the fact that there has been improvement, but there are more areas to work on. And I think part of it is getting our partners and our male counterparts to appreciate what's going on with women violence. The forum as an organization has made declaration on gender, and I think it's our responsibility to make sure that that comes to life.
Female leaders at the forum held their own meeting this morning, and with the men out of the room, domestic violence was on the agenda, along with economic empowerment and getting more women into politics. Here's Jacinda Ardern.
There isn't a great number of women in leadership in the Pacific. In our parliaments, they represent 8%, whereas over 20% if you look globally. We know there's work there to do, but it's not the only work.
But not everyone is as concerned with women's political representation as she is, including forum host and Tuvalu Prime Minister, Anele Sopawaga.
There was discussion of this matter recently, but now the women are doing much better than the men. As you see here in Tuvalu, I think the women, although only one lady is there in parliament, but in other institutions of governance, there is very strong visibility and presence of women.
Karen Baker is a Pacific politics expert with the Australian National University. She says these issues are all linked, and getting more women into politics is key to improving women's lives in the Pacific.
If you look at independent Pacific states, the proportion of women is really low. It's the lowest in the world. And there's only 3 countries in the world that have no women in their parliaments at all at the moment, and they're all in the Pacific. Obviously, having a woman's voice represented in politics is really important to promote social change, but also to promote legislative change and the protections that the law can provide.
International Finance Corporation gender expert Shabnam Hamid says there's no quick solution, especially when you look at the scope of the domestic violence problem in the region.
The Pacific has very high rates of domestic violence. It's about double the rate that's reported in the rest of the world. Domestic violence is a barrier for women. I think domestic violence is both a cause and consequence of a gender inequality.
The number of female leaders at the Pacific Islands Forum has been increasing over time. But Karen Baker from ANU says for every step forward, a new challenge seems to emerge.
Some countries are increasing, some countries are decreasing. The last PNG election, you saw it go down from 3 women MPs to 0. So in some ways, I think things are changing, but not necessarily all in a positive direction.
But the female leaders say they're determined to see their discussions lead to practical change.
Claudia Long reporting.